From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Republican lawmakers say more revenues from Proposition 30 should go towards freezing tuition for the state's colleges and universities. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, they've introduced several bills that they say would help college students.
Two Republican-backed bills would freeze tuition rates at all of the state's universities and community colleges as long as the Proposition 30 tax measure is in effect. Another bill, authored by Republican Assemblymember Kristen Olson, would provide a fixed tuition for freshmen at California State University for 4 years.
And now that the revenue has come in for higher education, we told the voters, the governor told the voters, that he would use this new revenue to refund public universities. Now's the time when we can push this policy forward.
Governor Jerry Brown's proposed budget allocates $250 million to the University of California and CSU, but Olson and others say more money should go to help tuition costs. Her bill would also freeze tuition for transfer students for 2 years. Students would have to maintain a full academic schedule. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Now that Democrats hold supermajorities in both houses of the California legislature, the leverage held by lawmakers considered to be swing votes on critical issues has shifted. Instead of pursuing Republicans for key measures requiring a two-thirds vote, legislative leaders and Governor Brown will seek the support of moderate Democrats. Some of those moderates are new to the Capitol, and many of them won their races with support from business groups. Assemblymember Susan Talamantes-Eggman of Stockton says she's wary of going to war on major issues.
I think to act in a lot of big radical ways right now could hurt the recovery that we're beginning to see.
Progressive groups and some liberal Democrats have said they're looking at tax and fee measures as well as changes to California's tax limiting Proposition 13. Those actions would all require two-thirds votes and therefore support from moderate Democrats. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcbnews.org. I'm Mark Prell.